Alpha Zulu mobile listening.
For Lima Alpha Zulu, Kilo Oscar 4, Zulu Yankee X-ray. Over, monitoring myself. How are you this afternoon?
For ZYX, I believe it was. This is KK4LAZ. Doing good out here. Just motoring down the road. Enjoying the nice weather this afternoon. A little bit warm, but I got outside. I got my truck cleaned up. Got my trailer, my camper trailer hooked up, and just preparing to go out to the lake tomorrow. So excited for a fun weekend. How about yourself?
Getting back into Spartanburg from a little road trip up to Blacksburg, see a buddy of mine. Pretty much going to be just hanging out at the house, but say you headed out for a little camping trip. Enjoy yourself, and like I said, this is K4LAZ running mobile and mine.
Good. Well, it sounds like you had a good going out there and we're going to hang out on the lake, and somebody is renting a boat, bringing a boat over, and so we're just going to go have a fun time out there and try to enjoy the nice weather. Everybody, it seems like, has been working a little bit too hard, and so we're just all kind of excited about having a day or two to just relax and not have to think about work. So it's a good thing, I'd say, all the way around.
Roger on that. Me and the wife had thought about ditching the kids and taking off to the mountains. We're going to be at the beach in 2 weeks, so we was like, well, we'll just go to the mountains for the day. But, of course, you know, when kids come into play, plans change. And so now I think we're probably just going to chill out around the house, maybe right up the Chimney Rock, or even push on up to Bryson City tomorrow afternoon sometime. But yeah, what lake you heading to, brother?
And I'm going over to Lake Hartwell. Campground there on the edge of the lake. Forget what this one's called, Springfield, I think. It's one of the Corps of Engineers originally constructed it. I don't know if they still own it or if it's now owned by like one of the county entities or one of the state entities. I know that they've sold off some of them. Haven't been to this one before though, so kind of excited to check it out. Looks like a nice one. I've liked some of their other stuff. So yeah, got a waterfront site there on the lake, and taking the camper, gonna park the camper there. We'll build a pull the boat up right to the campsite because it's right on the water, and just gonna enjoy the nice weather. Yeah, I love the mountains myself. I'm definitely a lake and a mountains guy more so than a beach guy. You know, people are like, oh, I love going to the beach. I'm like, I don't enjoy the sand. I don't enjoy not having any shade to get myself into when I get hot. So I'm definitely a mountains and beach guy. I was actually up in a town called Robbinsville the last couple of days of the week for work, working in a facility up there. That's way up there close to the Tennessee border. It's kind of like the gateway town to what they call the Tail of the Dragon, which, you know, is a big, mountain road that a lot of guys with sports cars and motorcycles, things like that, like to go and drive on. So a lot of bikes up there, a lot of people up there enjoying the beautiful scenery.
Most definitely. My wife, she's from Florida. And then my mother is actually from a little town outside of Charleston called Monk's Corner. And when I was a kid, we spent all of our free time down in the Charleston Monk's Corner area. And in all honesty, my heart is at where, you know, if I want to get on the boat and take the boat out through the river and hit the ocean, that's kind of where I want to be. But, you know, of course, that's down the road. Kids and life put a hindering on that, but we're working on that, and I'm sure within the next few years, wife and I are probably going to be headed out of Spartanburg County and down towards the coast, but we've got a timeshare in Gatlinburg that we use every year between Christmas and New Year's. My wife works for one of the local school districts around Spartanburg County, so instead of her taking time off from the school year, we use that Christmas break, and we actually love it up there. We We go to the mountains, I don't know, 4 or 5 times a year. Plus, we go to the beach come summertime. We go to the beach 5 or 6 times a year. We'll get up on Saturday morning and say, hey, let's get in the car and take the girls to the beach, and we'll go down to Folly and spend the day at Folly. But yeah, we enjoy, you know, we enjoy just getting out, of course, with the kids, spending as much time we can with the kids. Believe it or not, time flies so fast. My oldest is 14. We've got 2 daughters. She's 14 years old, and it was almost like yesterday we were bringing her home from the hospital. But y'all have a good time and stay safe up there. Enjoy yourselves. Y'all have a good Memorial Day holiday. This is KO4ZYX. I'll be monitoring.
Sir, well, you have a good Memorial Day as well. Yeah, I actually grew up down in the Charleston area, so I'm very familiar with everything down there. And surprisingly, and maybe this is why I'm just never been much of a beach guy, but, you know, even though we grew up 30 minutes from, you know, all of the beaches, more or less, I grew up in Somerville, we didn't go down to the beach a whole lot. You know, my folks were never beach people, and so we would go usually once or twice a summer. But other than that, we didn't go a whole lot. And I tell you what, I really do enjoy the beach when it's cooler. I just have a hard time with the beach, like, July, like middle of the summer, where it's just sticky hot and you're out there and you're either in the water or you're on the beach. And when you're on the beach itself, you're burning up. At least I am. At least that's how I am. But yeah, it's a nice place to be as well. I really like the Charleston Harbor and the rivers and all that. I think that's all really, really nice. And, you know, I honestly wouldn't mind living down there again, but I'd have to live really close to the water, and I'd have to have a boat to go have some fun on the weekend. Anyway, KO4, I believe it was YKX. I probably got that wrong. I apologize. This is KK4LAZ. Good talking to you. You have a good Memorial Day weekend. 7-3s, and I will be monitoring frequency as well.
Put that hard hat on, reckon? Okay, Red Meyer.
Right. repeater time out exit.